September 1st, 1922. Love, rejected, turns into fire of chastisement. The pain of Jesus of feeling suffocated on the cross. As I was in my usual state, my always lovable Jesus made himself seen, all panting and oppressed. But what oppressed him the most were the flames of his love, which, while coming out of him to be released, were forced by human ingratitude to be imprisoned again. Oh, how his most holy heart was suffocated by his own flames and asked for refreshment. Then he told me, "My daughter, relieve me, for I cannot take any more. My flames devour me. Let me enlarge your heart, to be able to place in it my rejected love, and the sorrow of my same love. Ah, the pains of my love surpass all of my pains together." Now, as he was saying this, he put his mouth at the place of my heart and breathed strongly into it, in such a way that I felt it swell. Then he touched it with his hands, as if he wanted to enlarge it, and he returned to breathe into it. I felt as if I were about to die, but not paying attention to me, he would continue to breathe into it. After he breathed into it thoroughly, he closed it with his hands, as if he were placing a seal in such a way that there was no hope for me to receive relief. And he said to me, "Daughter of my heart, I wanted to close with my seal, my love and my pain which I have placed in you, to let you feel how terrible is the pain of constrained love, of rejected love. My daughter, patience. You will suffer very much. This is the hardest pain, but it is your Jesus, your life, who wants this relief from you. Only Jesus knows what I felt and suffered. Therefore, I believe it is better to do without putting it on paper." And then, after I spent a day feeling myself dying continuously, at night, as my sweet Jesus came back, he wanted again to inflate more the place of my heart, and I said to him, "Jesus, I can take no more. I cannot contain what I have, and you want to add more?" And he, taking me in his arms to give me strength, told me, "My daughter, courage. Let me do it. It is necessary. Otherwise, I would not give you so much pain. Evils have reached such a point that there is all the necessity for you to suffer my pains vividly, as if I were again living on earth. The earth is about to unleash flames to chastise the creatures. My love, which runs toward them to cover them with graces, being rejected, turns into fire to strike them. So, humanity finds itself between two fires, fire from heaven and fire from the earth. There are so many evils that these fires are about to unite, while the pains I make you suffer flow in between these two fires to prevent them from uniting together. If I did not do so, everything would be over for poor humanity. Therefore, let me do it. I will give you strength, and I will be with you." Now, while he was saying this, he breathed into me again, and I, as though unable to take any more, prayed him to touch me with his hands in order to sustain me and give me strength. And Jesus touched me, yes, taking my heart in his hands and squeezing it so tightly that he alone knows what it made me feel. But not content with this, He clasped my throat strongly with his hands, to the point that I felt the bones and the nerves of my throat snap, so much so as to feel suffocated. Then, after he left me in that position for some time, all tenderness, he told me, "Courage. Such is the state in which the present generation finds itself, and in all classes. The passions that dominate it are such and so many that the creatures are drowned by their own passions and by the ugliest vices. The rot, the mud, is so much that it is about to submerge them. This is why I wanted to make you suffer the pain of choking your throat. This is the pain of the extreme excesses. And I, unable to bear any longer the sight of humanity suffocated by its own evils, wanted a reparation from you. However, know that I too suffered this pain when they crucified me. They stretched me on the cross so much as to tear all my nerves, to the point that I felt them snap and twist. And those in my throat suffered a greater pain and tearing, which was such that I felt suffocated. It was the cry of humanity, submerged by passions, which, clasping my throat, drowned me with pains. This pain of mine was terrible and horrible. How I felt the nerves and the bones of my throat being stretched to the point of feeling all the nerves of my head, of my mouth, and even of my eyes being snapped. The tension was such that every little movement made me feel mortal pains. Now I would become motionless. Now I would writhe so much as to batter against the cross in a horrible way, to the extent that even the enemies were terrorized. Therefore, I repeat to you, courage. My will give you strength for everything.